oysters and all that kind.
Don't care for that? Heard about.
I guess there are some oysters and shrimp, all that kind of stuff.
You heard about people eating oysters raw?
Yeah.
Just swallow those things.
Yeah, not me.
Doesn't seem like you'd get much out of it. No taste or anything, it just goes down. Well, what about when people go fishing around here, what do most of them use for bait?
Well, worms and shiners. Yeah.
Do they have different names for the worms, like?
Yeah, the wiggle worms. And they have bottom worms, I believe they call them. Mm-hmm. They're long worms. Mm-hmm.
This, I don't know if you'd use this for bait or not. I've heard of some people, especially in Louisiana, eating them. They're little things you find in
raw fish.
Yeah. Any of those around here?
Yeah. Some people use it for bait, but not much.
What about this thing that has a hard shell and he can throw his head into it, you know?
Terrapin.
Now, are there different types of those things?
Not that I know of. Now there's a turtle, but of course he can't draw his head in.
He stays around water?
Yeah, he stays around water. Now the terrapin, I guess he probably has some turtle family, but he can swim all right, but he stays on dry land.
You know what a lot of people, especially older people in my part of the country, call a terrapin? Call them a gopher.
Gopher? Well, I say.
People usually get tickled over that here in Arkansas when I tell them that. They say, no, they got all that mixed up. A gopher is one of these little furry animals, kind of like some type of rodent.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we call a gopher here.
They call terrapins gophers there for some reason. Don't know why. When I was asking you about all those insects, I meant to ask you if you have one around here that has a real thin body and transparent wings. Usually see them around water sometimes.
Yeah.
Light on your fishing pole.
Yeah. Got dragonfly. Mosquito hawk.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard anything besides mosquito hawk or dragonfly?
The snake doctor.
Snake doctor. You got any idea why they call them that? Snake doctor? Yeah. I had one old fellow explain it to me. He said, now, anytime you see a snake doctor, you kill it. Because if these snake doctors see a snake that's been hurt or injured, they'll doctor it. They'll heal it. That's why they call them snake doctors. That's the first time I've ever heard that. I don't know quite what to think about it. Probably not too much. Well, these insects that sometimes you see them hopping around in your front yard, some of them green, some of them are brown.
Grasshoppers.
Ever heard them called anything besides grasshoppers?
No, I don't believe
that. Reason I ask, you know, when we were talking about woodpeckers, you said you had heard them called peckerwoods. Yeah, I was just wondering if you'd ever heard grasshoppers called hoppergrass.
No, I never
heard. What about, you know, these things that'll gather in the corners of your ceiling?
Spider.
Or that substance, you know, that...
granddaddy?
I wasn't, yeah.